And the advent of parent shaming is something that is starting to grow a little bit, unfortunately. What exactly is parent shaming and what can be done to avoid it? Well, we've got Gemma Dolley, psychologist, on the line. Gemma, good morning.
Hi, Keith. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. What exactly is parent shaming? Because we hear the term a lot, but it's difficult to sort of try and get an exact definition of it.
Yeah, well, look, parent shaming is when others weigh in and make judgments about parents. And, you know, often we find that once we become mothers, for us women out there, that everyone has something to say. So whether it's a mother-in-law or perhaps a friend or someone else in our lives, it's interesting that people feel that they can have their say. And once we have children, some new research conducted on behalf of Fantastic Services Group showed that almost one in five parents have been shamed for things like having a professional cleaner help out at home. And also about a quarter of mums have been shamed for having a messy house. So ironically, no matter which way you choose to do it, people seem to be weighing in and making those unhelpful judgments.
The only judgment I'd make is that I'd be more than happy to have enough money to hire a professional cleaner for my house. But be that as it may, certainly no judgment as far as the time constraints go. What exactly is the motivation, do you feel, for those people who are conducting the parent shaming themselves?
Well, look, I think, you know, it can come from a variety of different places. You know, unfortunately, there's some outdated, unhelpful kind of social stigmas floating around about what it means to have a cleaner, and also these kind of pressures and expectations on mums to have to do it all and do it all perfectly. And I think this is really tough because mums these days are balancing more and more responsibilities than ever, whether you're a stay-at-home mum or you might be working in a full-time job working long hours. There's this pressure to have the perfect house, be the perfect parent, cook, you know, all of those kind of things. And I think that's just not realistic anymore. And look, I think some of these social stigmas around cleaning means that mums are putting more and more pressure on themselves to have to do it all. But we only have this kind of finite amount of capacity in our stress bucket, so to speak. And if we keep taking on more and more, eventually some of that's going to spill over and we're going to end up feeling burnt out.
Speaking with psychologist Gemma Dolley this morning about the advent of parent shaming, particularly as it relates to tasks around the house. And Gemma, from your comments so far, I'm guessing that there is more of a role for dads to play in keeping the house clean?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think it's really important that dads get involved in the housework. And we can see that more and more dads are getting involved in hands-on parenting tasks, which is fantastic. But what we often see is that many women carry the kind of mental load of running the house. So that might be things like overseeing the cleaning, you know, putting together the list of who does what, coordinating the school activities and the weekend sports and that kind of stuff. So having that extra demand of scheduling and, you know, all of those sort of things on top of the housework can be really tough. So having dads get more involved in the organisation of the house as well as the hands-on cleaning is really important. And also modelling to the kids by getting them to help out. So encouraging them to help out, seeing dad helping out, you know, you might get the kids to make their own beds, pack up their toys. But it's really important that we kind of break that message that children see from a young age that mum does it all. We want it to be this message that cleaning and housework and looking after the home is everyone's responsibility.
And I can speak from personal experience that cleaning the toilet is not that big a deal, fellas. Make sure you contribute around the house. Psychologist Gemma Dolley, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Keith.